This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Wala ummata ba'da ummati. Wala kitaba ba'da kitabi. Wala shari'ata ba'da shari'ati. Amma ba'du fa'umu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, the day of Friday, the day of Jumu'ah, has always been in our deen considered to be a day of blessedness. We know that recently there has been another connotation to the day of Friday, especially when we come to November, then there's another connotation to the day of Friday, and you have in marketing terms and in business terms, you have Black Friday. Now, I know many times people get emotional with regard to the term Black Friday, but you must keep in mind that in Islam, there is no color that is inherently bad or inherently evil. That's not an Islamic concept. So in this particular regard, this Black Friday specials that are, you see online and you see in the different shops, it's a commercial concept. It's a concept that has got to do with marketing. It has got nothing to do with a religious significance. And ulama have written that it is permitted to take advantage of the specials that are on offer and to buy from that special. There is nothing wrong. It is not haram, it is not prohibited. However, today we want to talk about the Jummah and the Friday from our perspective. And that is the blessedness of the day of Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah Ta'ala creates whatever He wishes and Allah Ta'ala chooses. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created many human beings. The greatest is our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has created Malaika. The most famous and the most virtuous amongst them is Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Hazrat Jibreel. And then of all the nights of the year, Laylatul Qadr is the most blessed night. Of all the months, Ramadan is the most blessed. And of all the days in the week, Jumu'ah is the most virtuous and the most significant of all the days in the week. Prior to Islam, the people used to call Jumu'ah Yawme Aruba. They used to call it Yawme Aruba. And it used to give a connotation of a blessed or a good day. But not to the extent that Islam has added to its significance. It was first Ka'b bin Luwai, the seventh grandfather of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who gave indication, perhaps from the religious teachings of Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, that he used to gather people at this time. He used to gather people after Zawal on the day of Friday, well before Islam. And ulama say that this was an indication towards the coming and pending Jumu'ah and the blessedness that was promulgated in the time of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there are many virtues with regard to it. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدِي وَمَشْهُودِ. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on various things. And amongst the things that Allah Ta'ala takes an oath in Surah Al-Buruj is Shahid, the witness. And ulama say the witness here referred to is the day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented to all the ummats, presented before all the ummats, that they must choose which day is the most blessed day according to them. Right? So the Yahud and the Jews, they chose Saturday. The Christians chose Sunday. This ummat, through the means of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chose Friday. And that was the day which coincided with the one that was most blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are various reasons with regard to the blessedness of Jummah. Jummah ke fazilat mein hamare shariat ne bahut zor diya hai, bahut zor hai. Aur sabse pehle ye hai ki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a whole surah in the Holy Quran on Jummah, Suratul Jummah, the 62nd chapter of the Holy Quran. In the Quran there are only 2 days that are made mentioned by name. Sirf do dino ka zikr kya hai Quran mein, ek Jummah aur ek Sanichar ke roz. Sanichar ke roz, Sanichar has been made mentioned, Saturday has been made for a particular context, and that context was that the Jews were told that they must not fish on the day of Sabt, Yawm Sabt, on the day of Saturday, because it was the Sabbath. It was a very prominent day for them, and what they did was they bypassed it by not fishing but leading the fish to small ponds, and the next day they went to fish. So Allah has made mention of 2 days by name in the Holy Quran, but in terms of blessedness it is only the day of Jummah that has been made mention. So this is the first reason with regard to his superiority. The second reason with regard to his superiority is the day of Jummah has got this great quality of bringing disparate and scattered things in the world and bringing them together. Jummah mein ijtimaiyat ka shan hai. There is an aspect of bringing scattered things together on the day of Jummah. So first thing is, on the day of Jummah, Allah Ta'ala took sand from different parts of the world. And that is why you find human beings have different complexions and different colors, because Allah Ta'ala took sand from different parts of the world, and Allah Ta'ala put them together and created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So ye jo hai na ijtimaiyat, Allah Ta'ala composed Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Jummah. Similarly, with regard to the day of Jummah is, today we see people have gathered on the day of Jummah. So the Jummah has got a special condition with regard to bringing people together. In fact, today we have, you know, different Jummahs in different locations. In previous times, in the time of the glory of Islam, you know, there used to be one Jummah in one city. And the concept of Jummah Masjid, you know, Jummah Masjid was in that city, there was to be one Jummah in the whole city. Therefore, you know, this, I'm not in agreement with small Jummah. Ye chote 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 Jummah ke jo jamaat hoti hai, ye Islam ke shan ke khilaf hai. Jaha tak ho sake, wherever we can, we must make Jummah in big congregations. But anyway, they is permitted to go into different congregations. Otherwise, the aspect of bringing people together. Even with regard to the day of Qiyamah, it will take place on Jummah. Now the same thing, ijtimaiyat, bringing people together. So all the people of the world will be brought together on the day of Jummah. So that is also ijtimaiyat, collectiveness, bringing people together. And this will continue even into Jannah. So our ulama have written, there is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Jannah, Allah will gather people together. And when Allah Ta'ala will gather people together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, O people of Jannah, are you happy with me? And they will say, O Allah, why shouldn't we be happy? You have granted us all the ni'mats of Jannah. And then they will say, O Allah, are you happy with us? And Allah Ta'ala will say, Why am I not happy? If I was not happy, I would not put you in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala, Jannat walo se puchenge, kya aap mujhse khush? Aur Jannat wale Allah Ta'ala se puchenge, kyun nahi, hum to zarur khush honge, kya aap humse khush hain? Are you happy with us? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Jumu'ah, subhanallah, on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal himself to the people. And that is the greatest ni'mat of Jannah, is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wujuhi yawma idhin nazira ila rabbiha nazira. That people will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we imagine all the things that we find of beauty in this world? Allah Ta'ala created. What will be the shan of the one who is the creator of all beauty? Subhanallah. We can't imagine that. That will be on Jummah. And then the people will come back to their families. And the families and their wives will tell them, Subhanallah, when you went for Jummah, now you have come back, you are even more handsome. Subhanallah. You are even more handsome. And the husband will look at the wife and say, you are even more beautiful than what I left you. This will be in Jummah. Now there's no days and nights in Jummah, but according to the calculations ulama have made mention with regards to it. Nowadays we see our wives, we complain. In Jannah we see them, we will say, they are, you know, go to Jummah, you come back, they're even more beautiful. A husband one day, you know, wife one day asked the husband, he said, I'm getting old, look at all the wrinkles here, my hair is getting white. You know, tell me something that is complimentary. Tell me something that makes me happy. So the husband said, your eyesight is very good. Your eyesight. So this is how, but look at, that is also on the day of Jummah. So Jummah mein ijtimaiyat ka shan hai. The shan of people, gathering people together. May Allah Ta'ala also grant us muhabbat in the same way. The third thing with regard to Jummah is that there are five things that happen with regard to our forefather, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that all of them happen on Jummah. So Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on Jummah. Allah ta'ala made him enter Jannah on Friday. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance and his tawbah, Jummah. Panch chizo, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ke baare mein, sab Jummah ke din waqia hua. So the first is Allah ta'ala created him. The second thing is Allah ta'ala put him in Jannah. Allah ta'ala accepted his tawbah. And then the fourth thing is Allah ta'ala brought him back in this world. So all the aspects of the world, the good in this world, although you might say that Allah ta'ala took him out of Jannah and brought him here, but all the good that was in this world happened because of him coming into this world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki amal, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's coming happened because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into this world. And Allah ta'ala caused Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to die on the day of Jummah. Five things that are to do with Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam that happened on Jummah. Then the another aspect with regard to Jummah, the fourth significance of Jummah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, in Jummah there is a time, a ghari hai, there is a time Allah ta'ala definitely accepts your dua. Kabooliyat dua ki ek ghari hai Jummah ke din. Now which is that particular day? What is the time in the day? Ulama have given various opinions with regard to it. There are 40 opinions. Which time in Jummah Allah Ta'ala accepts your duas? There are two most popular opinions. One is from the time the Imam comes to the masjid till the end of the Salat. And most of the ulama say it is between the two khutbas. The two khutbas. The time between the two khutbas, the first and the second khutbah, that's the time of the acceptance of dua. At least don't sleep that time, make dua that time. People are sleeping. So don't sleep that time, make dua. And the second thing is, most ulama have favored the time between Asr and Maghrib. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu se manqul hai, ke woh zuhr aur ahmiyat ke saath, Jumma mein Asr ke baad jo hai na woh dua karti thi. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala used to tell the people in the household, the slaves, etc., make dua from Asr till Maghrib. At least if you can't do that, few moments before Maghrib on Friday, see to it that you make dua. So that is the aspect with regard to the fourth significance of Jummah. In Jummah, there is a time in which Allah Ta'ala accepts your duas. The fifth thing is Allah Ta'ala perfected Islam on Friday. Allah Ta'ala perfected Islam on Friday. Allah Ta'ala ne Islam ko kabool kiya. Aur Allah Ta'ala ne Islam ko pasand kiya. Jummah ke roz. A Yahudi, a Jewish scholar came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he said that in your religion and in your Quran, there is one verse that if it was revealed to us, hum to Eid manate. We would have made Eid. So Umar said, which verse? So he said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Allah Ta'ala has completed his favors upon you. Allah has chosen for you Islam as a religion. So the Yahudi said that if this verse was revealed to us, we would have made Eid. So Umar ne kya jawab diya? To jis din ye ayat utri, jis kiska nazil hua, to ye do Eid hamare thi. There was two Eids. One was, it was revealed on the day of Arafah in the farewell Hajj of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second thing he said, it was revealed on Friday after Asr. So on this Friday, amongst the significance of Friday is Allah Ta'ala completed and perfected our deen. Then one of the most important things is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the day of Jummah, and Allah has made the Salat of Jummah for us upon us. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ah. O believers, when you are called for Salat on the day of Jummah, ulama have written it is the first azan, not the second azan. The first azan, when Allah Ta'ala calls you, fas'aw ila dhikrillah, hasten towards remembering Allah, wadharul bay, and forget your tijarat. Leave everything aside. Yahan pe bay ka zikr hai, tijarat ka zikr hai. It is made mention of business. But what is meant? Sab cheezon ko chor char kar Allah Ta'ala ki zikr mein lag jao. Forget everything and go into the remembrance of Allah. Go and make salat and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the most important thing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, people should abstain from leaving out Jummah salat. If not, Allah will put a seal on their heart and they will be amongst the negligent. In one riwayat, whoever leaves Jummah for three Jummahs, Allah counts him down as a munafiq. Teen Jummah chorne se Allah Ta'ala ki yaha aap jo hai na munafiq ki list mein shumar ho jata hai. Munafiq mein shumar ho jata hai. So here it's very important. Today, alhamdulillah, we find that people are here. But we have to be very careful. There are many instances where people go and send their children to school and they don't worry about Jummah Salat. School become more important. Homework become more important. The classes become more important. And then they say, no, you know, if we're going to miss Jummah, they are going to be, you know, they are going to miss out very important parts with regard to the, you know, curriculum. Jummah is more important than everything else. Allah Ta'ala says, leave everything aside and go and read your Jummah Salat. So that is the sixth thing with regard to Jummah. The seventh thing is, there is a great connection between the best of days and the best of creation. The best of day, Jummah, the best of creation, our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, out of all the days, you get greatest reward to make darood and salat upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Jummah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, send darood upon me on the day of Friday, your darood mere samne pesh kiya jayega. It will be presented before me on the day in Jummah. Now how it will be presented, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but we believe in it and we accept it. That whatever darood you make on Friday, it goes directly to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? It's a direct message to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you make darood. So the seventh thing that we have to do is abundant darood on the day of Friday, because there is a connection between the best of days and the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation. The eighth thing is that we should try and read Surah Kahf on the day of Jummah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whoever reads Surah Kahf on the day of Jummah, there is a noor from one Friday to the next Friday. Surah Kahf padne se ek Jummah se dusre Jummah tak noor hi noor hai. Aapke liye noor hi noor hai. Aur hifazat hai Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se. There is nur for you, there is illumination for you, and there is protection or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you or whoever reads Surah Kahf. Bhai, isme karne ki cheez hai. Ye jo hai na, kabhi kabar we like to make mention of, you know, emotional talks, but these are things with regard to amal. So this is the eighth thing with regard to read Surah Kahf. Then another important thing is to come early to the masjid on Friday. To come early. The person gets more reward by coming early. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that whoever comes early on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Jummah, man ikhtasala yawm al-Jummah, ghusl al-janabah, whoever makes ghusl on the day of Friday, ghusl al-janabah, that type of ghusl which is compulsory after you become napa. Ab jo ne ye jo hai na, yahan pe kehne ki cheez nahi hai, wahan ghar mein jo kehne ki cheez hai. So we have to tell them at home also with regard to this. That on this day when you take your bath, the bath of janabat, the bath of, there's an indication that there is also recommendation and good that a person becomes intimate with his wife on this particular day. And one of the reasons is it keeps you spiritually purified. So your mind does not wander. Look at the emphasis with regard to it and look at the reason with regard to it. And whoever comes early, ثُمَّ رَاحَ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَدَنَهُ, that he gets the reward, whoever comes early, he gets the reward of making qurbani of a camel. Whoever comes next after that, gets the reward of a qurbani and a sacrifice of a cow, then of a horned sheep, then of a chicken. Not you must go make qurbani of chicken now. It's not permissible to make qurbani of chicken. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave an example of the reward that you get. And if you come right last, then you get the reward of one egg. One egg. And when the imam comes into the masjid, then the malaika close the chapter. They close the books of writing reward. Well, Juna, aapka namaz-e-jumma is only you completed your faraz. But extra sawab, kuch nahi. Zyada sawab, kuch nahi. So therefore the imam sometimes comes late. So because it's easy for you, at least it gives you a little bit of a chance to get more reward. But the moment the imam comes out with regard to khutbah, the malaika close the chapter. No more extra reward. I mean, look at this. I mean, so much emphasis. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, من غسل يوم الجمل واختسل ثم بكر وابتكر ومشى ولم يركم ودنا من الإمام فاستمع ولم يلج. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever comes early, and he comes and sit as close as possible to the imam, and he does not climb over the next of people to come in front. If you want to come in front, come early. Don't come right last and make a spectacle of yourself and come all the way here to come in. You know, come over the necks of people to show you come in and come in front. If you want to come, then come in front. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jaa rajulun yatakhatta riqab al-nasi yawm al-jum'ati wa nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhtub. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given khutbah one day, and a person came and he started climbing over the necks of people. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ijlis, sit down. Faqad aadait, you have given people taklif. Ab logon ko taklif dete ho. Agar aage aana ho, to pehle se aa jao. Ye nahi ke baad mein aakar jo hai na wo sabse chalang maar kar jo hai na wo aage aa jao. Ye bhi sahi nahi hai. So this is also another aspect with regard to it that we have to keep in mind. So we come early. And then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the person who sits in front of the imam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him such great rewards that the rewards are made mentioned, that he will get the reward of a martyr in one in riwayat. I think it is made mention with regard to it. So, فَبِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَّةٍ أَجْرُ سِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. Right? Then he gets the reward of 1 year siyam and qiyam. When he comes early and he sits near the imam, he doesn't separate people, and he listens to the khutbah without making a noise. So there is this hadith that our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, it is haram for you to talk when the khutbah is on. It is haram for you to talk when the khutbah is on. When one day, and I will conclude with this, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala li rajulin la juma'ata lak. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala told a person after Jummah. Jummah ke baad he told a person, aapke liye koi Jummah nahi. There is no Jummah for you. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sa'd, aapne usko ye kyun kaha? Why did you tell him this? So Sa'd said, Ya Rasulullah, li'annahu kana yatakallamu wa anta takhtub. He was talking when you were giving the khutbah. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sadaqa Sa'd. Sa'd has spoken the truth. Aapke liye koi Jummah nahi. Ki aap khutbah ke waqt logon ke se baat kar rahe hain. Ye kitne aam hai jo hai na hum jo hai na khutbah ke waqt logon se baat karte hain. Phone ke upar lage hue hote hain. So this is very important that we keep some of these etiquettes with regard to the Jummah to be able to benefit from the virtue and the significance.